So this is a political question. So first, let me say nothing I say should be interpreted as an endorsement of a candidate. I don't endorse candidates as a CEO of a 501c3. I'm not allowed to endorse candidates. So this is more of a theoretical discussion of a candidate. So this question is about Ted Cruz. And the idea is, since objectivists vote on a candidate's basic philosophical principle or political principles, and not necessarily on the whole philosophy of the candidate, so basic political principles, not necessarily on the whole philosophy of the candidate, do you think, as I do, Senator Ted Cruz would be the closest to this concept and worthy of my vote? If not, what and where would be your objections? Well, I think my objections, I'm not going to rank the candidates here. But where would be my objections? And these are big objections. These are not trivial objections. My main objection to Ted Cruz would be around religion and the extent to which he has elevated and made it a big deal in his campaign. Whether he personally, how religious he is personally or not, is less relevant. He has made religion a centerpiece of his campaign. Whether it's the statement that every good president starts his day out on his knees praying, or whether it's the fact that he says repeatedly in every interview that one of the first things he'll do on the first day as president is launch a criminal investigation of Planned Parenthood, clearly in an effort to ultimately ban abortion. His whole discussion of religious freedom, as if there's such a thing as religious freedom independent of other intellectual freedoms, of other individual freedoms. Aren't we all just free? Free to think what we want, you know, act in the pursuit of our values as we see fit, as long as we're not hurting other people. Suddenly, if you're religious, you have special freedoms. That's not what the founders meant. We all have intellectual freedom to believe what we want to believe and to act on those beliefs. Again, as long as you're not violating other people's rights. There's nothing special about Christianity or Judaism or Islam or any other religion. This is about ideas. And the fact that Ted Cruz is making such a big deal out of religious freedom, which has become, by the way, a code word for anti-gay marriage, for anti-abortion, for the whole religious agenda. So that's a huge objection. And then the very fact that he is trying to outflank Donald Trump on immigration in terms of becoming even tougher than Donald Trump, even on things that you would think are uncontroversial, like H-1Bs, which I don't see who logically from an economic or moral perspective could object to these. The fact that Ted Cruz objects to them. So there's a series of these issues. And then add to that the fact that he is not confronting Donald Trump on issues related to, for example, trade. When Donald Trump is espousing such nonsense, such fallacies, such arguments that on their face are wrong. And the fact that Ted Cruz is not even mentioning that he disagrees or that this is wrong. Again, I think in a pragmatic attempt to get Trump donors to support him, I can't get excited about Ted Cruz. Sorry, you know, maybe he's the best candidate of all of them. On certain issues, certainly he is. But I can't get excited about him, and I'm not going to support him, and I'm not going to go out of my way to support him. Because these are big, big caveats. These are big, big problems. If Ted Cruz was secular, we would be having a completely different discussion.